From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register Star that the Hudson Housing Authority has a new executive director. Anthony Lawlett starts his new job on Monday, March the 27th, after working for the Buffalo Housing Authority since 2009. During that time, Lawlett, 43, worked his way up from a housing aide to an associate management analyst role. Lawlett said, and I quote, "As with any transition to this level, there's a lot to learn. I've been down to Hudson a couple of times, and it's a beautiful, small city," end quote. Lawlett said he looks forward to carrying out the Hudson Housing Authority's mission in conjunction with the Board of Commissioners. He said meeting regularly with residents of Bliss Towers is a high priority. He said the proposed federal budget is of particular concern right now. Lawlett said, and I quote, "There are home fronts that would be eliminated. It's particularly concerning to me because besides the cuts to public housing, there are other cuts that would impact low-income residents. Medicaid, Meals on Wheels, it's going to be an uphill battle, but it won't be impossible," end quote. Lawlett replaces Hudson resident Tracy Brown, who will now return to her role on the Board of Commissioners. Brown served as interim director following the retirement of former executive director Jeffrey First in December. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Daily Freeman is reporting that U.S. Representative John Faso will vote in favor of the GOP health care bill when it comes to the House floor, his office said on Tuesday, March the 21st. Faso spokeswoman Courtney Weaver said, and I quote, "Yes, he plans to vote in favor of the AHCA," end quote. Weaver's comments were the first public acknowledgement that the first-term Kendall Hook Republican will support the American Health Care Act. Faso previously said he favored repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. The vote on the health care bill is expected on Thursday. Capital Confidential is reporting in the days leading up to that vote, an amendment to the AHCA is being pushed by Faso and fellow New York Republican Chris Collins. That measure would require the state to pay the Medicaid costs currently shouldered by counties in New York. If passed, the cost of that shift would be $2.3 million if and when it takes effect in 2020. Governor Andrew Cuomo said Tuesday congressional Republicans have, and I quote, "declared war on New York," end quote, by making the Medicaid change. He said that Faso Collins' amendment would jeopardize health care for hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers and force hospitals and nursing homes to close their doors, leading to thousands of lost jobs. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Here are the village election results. In Greene County, the Catskill Village results, Joe Kozlowski, 280, Peter Grassi, 214, with 88 absentee ballots. Coxsackie Village results, Mayor Mark Evans with 325 votes, beat Sal Babalakwa with 241 votes with one unqualified write-in. Village Board of Trustees Stephen Hans with 313 votes and Donald Douse with 305 votes win the seats. Dee Dee Meyer with 373 votes and Wayne Parks with 248 votes did not win. Tannerville results, Mayor Lee McGonaghill with 79 votes won the seat with 56 unqualified write-ins. Village Board of Trustees David Cashman with 98 votes, Gregory Landers with 83 votes wins the seats. Gina Garano also got 49 votes with two unqualified write-ins. In Columbia County, the Chatham Village results, Mayor Tom Curran with 107 votes, write-in one. But Trustee Jay Ripple had 101 votes with one write-in. Michael Wallowitz had 100 votes with one write-in. For Village Justice, the write-ins were Walter Simonsmeister, 43, Waco, 1, Daniel Brackett, 5, Bill Hogenkamp, 1, Lubinsky, 1, Mitchell Kosrova, 1. Kinder Hook Village results, Village Board of Trustees, both David Flattery, 51 votes, and Dale Lesser, 52 votes, they won seats. Philmont Village results, Mayor Clarence Skip Speed had 51 votes, and write-in candidate Linda Mossman had 1. Village Board of Trustees, both Doug Cropper, 49 votes, and Larry Ostrander, 46 votes, win seats, with Barbara Segal receiving one write-in vote. Bethany Bump reports in the Opelika Times Union that 30% of the Meals on Wheels program in Rensselaer County and 19% in Albany County is paid for with federal money. President Donald Trump's initial budget announced last week would eliminate federal funds. Rensselaer County spokesperson Chris Meyer said, and I quote, "I really don't want any seniors to wake up and read this and think these programs are in jeopardy. We've made a committed effort over the years to maintain this program, and we'll do what we need to keep them intact," end quote. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Glens Falls law firm that negotiated a settlement agreement with the corporations blamed for polluting Hoosick Falls water supplies has bought out the law practice of the village attorney. John R. Patterson, Jr., the village attorney, recommended the firm that is now buying his law practice to the village board. Village trustee Kevin O'Malley said, and I quote, "I think we should have known, and probably the public should have known at some point," end quote. Glen Falls firm would get close to $300,000 in fees if the currently tabled settlement with the town and St. Gobain and Honeywell is approved. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Olivia Beavers reports at The Hill that New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman hired a prosecutor who served under fired U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara to focus on public corruption cases. A Wall Street Journal report said Howard Master, who will focus on investigations related to President Donald Trump, who recently fired Bharara and most other U.S. attorneys. Schneiderman has previously litigated against Trump on a fraud lawsuit over Trump University and joined colleagues in other states challenging Trump's immigration ban and climate change plans. You can read that full story at The Hill. House Majority Leader Paul Ryan hopes to get a vote on the American Health Care Act, or Trump Care, by this Thursday, March the 23rd. Last week, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, got the bill out of his committee, casting the deciding vote. Faso hasn't said yet, but there's no reason to believe he will not vote for the bill when it reaches the House floor. Paul Kirby at the Daily Freeman rounds up other opinions around the Hudson Valley about the proposed replacement to the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Last week, Ulster County Executive Michael Hine issued an executive order to create a report on the impact if the Affordable Care Act is repealed. David Scarpino, President and Chief Executive Officer of Health Alliance of Hudson Valley, with two hospital campuses in Kingston, said, and I quote, "We would be concerned about any federal cuts that affect safety net hospitals, such as in Medicaid reimbursements, because of the fragile financial condition of those institutions, including ours," end quote. HealthQuest operates the Northern Dutchess Hospital in Rhinebeck and Vassar Brothers Medical Center in Poughkeepsie, among other facilities, and Chief Financial Officer Gary Zimral said, and I quote, "There should be no hurry. I don't know why they are rushing into this thing when it is so important to the country. They should take one step at a time," end quote. Director Karen Sheriff of Citizen Action, an activist group in Kingston, said, and I quote, "Congressman Faso will have to decide whose side he's on this week. Will he vote to give billions in tax breaks to insurance CEOs and the super rich, or will he protect our health care?" end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a wind advisory until 6 p.m. today, Wednesday evening. Northwest winds of 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts of up to 50 miles an hour will develop before daybreak and continue through late afternoon. Scattered snow showers, mainly in the early morning, are expected. Today's weather will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny. The temperatures will fall to 21 degrees by 11 a.m. But Wednesday night, it will be clear with a temperature low of 12 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, it will be sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Thursday night, increasing clouds and a temperature low of 21 degrees. And on Friday, a chance of snow before 11 a.m., then rain and snow likely between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., then rain is likely after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high of 42 degrees. Friday night, a chance of rain, cloudy with a low around 40. Sunrise today was at 6:53 p.m., and the sun will set at 7:10 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, about 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 22nd day of March, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.